time for another edition of the Fraudcast. We are live from the Fraud Quarters in San Francisco. We are here to rape your ears, your minds, and maybe your mouth or your butt at some point. This is Ben, your ear rapist. We have blogger extraordinaire Vince.
That's me.
We have grumpy man Brett. And we have human giant who survived Hurricane Irene, Brendan.
I did it. Fucking did it.
He fucking did it. We have a double blog broadcast as well. Matt from Warm and Glow is blooped in.
Bloop. How's it going, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him and Vince are going to have a blog off. They're going to see who can get...
who's the bloggiest blogger.
Yeah, who can get the most posts in a certain amount of time.
Photoshop's at dawn.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, see you at Photoshop, bro. Photoshop class.
Dick jokes at dawn.
This week, I don't know what Vince actually has in store. Brendan did survive Hurricane Irene, as did Matt, which is probably just above Carmageddon in what has happened to Americans this year.
We did it by spooning each other.
Well, that's how you survive a hurricane.
Yeah.
You spoon a man.
You spoon a blogger.
You spoon a blogger.
I did want to talk about the guy that we all, Brett, Ben, and I all knew in college who friended me on Facebook about 2 weeks ago, who got arrested for murder on Saturday.
Yeah, this is a normal dude. He was obviously a sociopath. I got a text from a friend yesterday morning that said, look up this guy's name. I guess we could say it. Look up Ed Chin and Google his name. And the first thing that came up was said, arrested for murder. And it blew my brains out. So I guess he murdered his business partner because he didn't want to pay him $1 million.
Yeah, the guy wanted to
murder someone.
And then this happened a year ago. And then he was writing emails from the guy's account to the family. So that is that has given us a lot of fodder. Such as,
dear mom, I am definitely fine and certainly did not get murdered.
Certainly not decomposing in a shallow grave somewhere in La Cañada.
Mom and dad, one thing I am not is dead, first of all. Second of all, I have decided to join a monastery where I will not be allowed human contact. Please do not attempt to call me. I have given up all my earthly possessions, especially phones.
Even if I were dead, you should not look for my body in a shallow grave in the Mojave Desert.
That would be against my final wishes.
Dear mom and dad, why would you think I was dead? What do you mean you didn't ask? I'm totally not dead. Love, Boo Boo Bear.
Best.
No, he sent emails like, dude, I was surfing sand dunes today with gnarly guys. It was gnar. And the family was suspicious because they're like, that is not a normal email that our son sent. And then there was something else that said something like, traveling up through the Congo with gold coins. This shit's crazy. And I won't have internet connection for a couple weeks.
The same guy, I heard like right after he graduated, I heard a rumor that he had kidnapped himself. Well, he had faked his own kidnapping in order to extort ransom money from his parents.
That is a rumor that I heard as well. I cannot confirm nor deny. I haven't spoken to him since college. For me, that was about 10 years ago.
I hadn't either, which was weird that he friended me on Facebook right about the time that he was getting arrested for murdering a guy.
This guy's got a movie blog. Maybe he can help me. He can tell my story.
Yeah, Vince, we should go visit him. Supposedly he's going to go.
I should tell his story.
He did confess. So supposedly he's going to jail. Life without parole is the
rumor. They have Skype in
prison. What do you do if you're Asian in jail? What gang do you join?
Ooh. Yakuza. Ooh. Or he's Korean.
You join this gang, it's called protective custody.
Yeah.
It's called please don't rape me in both my mouth and my butt simultaneously. Yeah. Gang.
Ugh.
You gotta look for the squirrel master.
What it's like ADSEG. Administrative segregation, yeah. Man, I watch a lot of Lockup.
I like Lockup.
I love that show. I can't get enough of prison stuff.
Did you see the one where the guy made his friend like some crazy gourmet meal that consisted of, it was like a tuna casserole basically,
yeah,
with like 8 slices of American cheese on top?
Yep.
And the other dude, he warned him because you put it in the microwave for a long time.
Yeah.
He warned him, don't eat it right away because it's super hot. The other guy just scarfed it down. It was the best meal he's had in a long time.
You see the one where the guys were tattooing the whites of their eyes?
Yes, I did.
That one was amazing. Oh.
Yeah, so for those of you not in the know that don't watch Lockup,
fucking losers
out there, it's a big issue that getting tattooed in jail, the prisoners tattooing each other is not allowed because of disease and other issues that come with that. But certainly it happens over and over.
Solution:
and over.
Tattooing eyeballs.
No, well, they tattoo. They just these are certainly people that are in there forever. So your eyeballs don't actually have any nerve endings, so it doesn't hurt to tattoo it. But what they do is essentially just pierce the white of your eye with the needle. But it doesn't hurt because you have no nerve endings, and then they inject.
I don't care that it doesn't hurt. It's my eyeball.
And then they injected. One guy was blue, and one guy was red. So the whites of their eyes are either all blue or all red, and it is permanent.
That sounds hot.
That's like Dune.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I think they thought they were in Dune.
Anyone else read books?
Clearly.
I never read Dune.
I read blogs.
In Dune, even the whites of their eyes are blue from the... I'll shut up now. Somebody understands me out there.
No one does.
Even the whites of their eyes are blue from... Oh my God, let me out of this dumpster. Why did you do this to me?
Where's my inhaler?
This toilet, stop flushing it.
This book makes me wheeze.
So,
but he confessed, though.
Yeah, he confessed. So,
which I thought was interesting because they didn't find a body.
Well, they've still not found. So,
and he was emailing from the guy's account.
He murdered the guy over a year ago. And then there was some amount of blood. This was in the office they worked together.
This is in Orange County.
Orange County somewhere. And then over the weekend.
There's so much murdering going on in Orange County.
I feel like there's a lot of sociopaths in Orange County.
Yeah.
The weekend after he had the guy, after he killed the guy, he had some cleaning crew come in and just, I guess, repaint the whole place.
That is an extreme example, though.
Don't worry about the red paint we spilled. We're going to cover that with white paint.
It seems weird because it's like he confessed because there was DNA in the office. But, I mean, if it's your business partner, couldn't you just be like, hey, he'd come in my office late at night. Sometimes he'd jack off in there. I don't know what he's doing in there.
Well, if they haven't found a body yet, then I feel like that, like, he probably could have just clammed up and got himself a great defense lawyer and not spent the rest of his life in prison.
That's what I would think, especially from a guy who killed a guy to get out of paying something.
use that $1 million for your defense.
He's an Asian dude who went to UCSD. He's clearly smart.
Well,
he also
not smart enough to get away with embezzling or kidnapping himself or murdering a guy, apparently.
He did embezzle money from a different company, so he pled guilty to that, and he had to pay $700,000.
It didn't help that there was a paper trail, and that someone probably got an email saying, my business partner, he's going to be out of town. You'll be dealing with me from now on. He's snowboarding in
the Congo.
He's in some Narpow.
Some Narpow.
Yeah.
Don't worry about him. He is traveling the world. He has taken a vow of silence, a strict vow of silence that he refuses to break.
He's one of those Jewish guys with the curly shit and he can't use email.
Or his voice anymore.
He's not really fully understanding the religion.
Hey, Mom and Dad.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mom, I converted to some shit. Can't really.
He's got that. He's like extra Jewish where he's. He can't use the email and shit. He's got to use it through a hole in a sheet, but he's too lazy to.
clicking the mouse.
Hey, Mom and Dad, just want to let you know I'm cool, I'm good and not dead at all. One thing I'm not is dead. Why would you even ask about me being dead? Because I'm not.
Here's this email forward I found. It's called The Top 10 Reasons That I Am Not Dead. Number one,
I'm in the Congo with gold coins.
It totally wasn't that shady Asian guy I work with.
That is for sure. He has an alibi, in fact.
It'd be funny if he was just sending random email forwards from the guy's account. Check out Christian, the hugging lion. Yeah. Isn't it adorable?
Can you believe the crocodile ate this whole guy?
This shark, it ate a whole helicopter. I had never seen the craziest picture you've ever seen.
This, it totally isn't photoshopped.
LOL.
LOL.
Yeah, so it was pretty crazy to see someone that we went to college with. His mugshot for murder.
So, can we talk about Irene? Since Matt and I were there, and it was
you and Matt were there. You survived.
We survived.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Matt.
First of all, I obviously live in New York City, but Brendan was just in town. He was supposed to leave on Sunday. Brendan, I don't know how it worked for you. Like, when'd you end up, like, how, tell me your story and how you got out of the city.
First of all, Brendan's a big storm chaser.
Yeah.
So huge since birth. It's been one of his favorite things.
The movie Twister was originally called Brendan.
He chases storms, bitches, money, and poop stories.
Yeah. I actually didn't. I was supposed to leave Sunday at about 6:30 at night, and I didn't get out until Tuesday at 6:30. So
What were you doing? Did you have a hotel? Did you sleep in the airport?
Yes. No, I was staying.
Was it like the terminal with Tom Hanks?
Yeah, exactly. I was staying with my special lady.
Ah.
He fell in love
he's
with...
Got,
he
he's
fell
got
in love.
A whole lot of extra hurricane balling in.
Yeah, exactly. You know it.
So what was
can't
it?
Beat the hurricane balling.
What was
yeah,
it?
That was pretty sweet.
What was it like out
I
there?
I just Skype high-fived Matt.
So Matt, are you on a boat floating around Fifth Avenue right now?
No, you know, it was actually, I'm sure that like you've heard from the, you know, annoying internet people that, that post about like, oh, Hurricane Irene didn't match up to what the Weather Channel promised. That was very much the case for me. Like, I ended up going to a party in the neighborhood on Saturday afternoon when it was just kind of raining. And that was nice. And then I had me and my girlfriend had friends over on Saturday night. They left before things got too wild. And then the one like real effect of the hurricane that I got was I woke up at 7 a.m. on Sunday morning to the apartment buzzer pressed on all the way. So it was like, like this crazy loud annoying buzzing sound, and no matter what I did with the outside buzzer, I couldn't get the apartment to stop buzzing. So I had to take my the hammer and I tore the solenoid out of the wall and like cut the solenoid from like the buzzer in order to make it stop buzzing it, and like we haven't gotten it fixed yet. It's just this piece of plastic hanging out of the wall now. But that's like the only like Hurricane Irene story that I have.
Yeah, I'd like to see that happen with every car alarm. By the way,
the only effect that I got was I did the same thing where like I day drank like pretty much all day. It rained like kind of hard, like off and on, but it wasn't that bad. And like we walked home from the bar, and then like it wasn't that bad at night. And
this is the most boring version of Twister I could ever.
Yeah,
imagine.
And then I woke up at 3 a.m. I woke up at 3 a.m. with my ears popping and my sinuses like clearing out because of the pressure change. And it was blowing pretty hard, and then I woke up at like 8 and turned on the Weather Channel, and they were like, yeah, it's over. And we're like, oh, that was bullshit. What are we going to do with all this fucking beef jerky?
Yeah. We woke up, like, we got up at 7, and like it was still going kind of crazy. Went back to bed after I fucking finally silenced the buzzer. Slept for like 2 more hours. We got up at 9, and it was done. And we just watched Friday Night Lights all day. It was... It was pretty boring.
The Whole Foods in the East Village was like popping though. It was like hipsters everywhere, just like terrified, like running for their lives.
We need more prosciutto and cheese.
Yeah. By the time I got there, there was only the only
They're
bottled
out
water.
Out of ostrich eggs. Everyone panic.
By the time we got there, the only water left was Perrier. So me and my lady stocked up on a bunch of Perrier and beef jerky, and
Perrier does suck.
Yeah.
I felt better. I bought 2 bottles of San Pellegrino, like the 1 liter bottles, because like I actually felt better buying like if I'm gonna spend money on water, it better have bubbles in it.
At least have bubbles and taste like shit.
Like we still have fresh water coming out of the sink. We filled like jars of like our water. We filled extra, you know, like Nalgene bottles with water.
You made sure the bomb-
sensible things.
You made sure
unlike the dude I saw pushing a grocery cart up Union Street. With five pallets of like Poland Spring water, and I was like, "Asshole! It's gonna be 2 days of rain."
By the
what
way,
are you doing?
Is that not the worst name for a water bottle company of all time? Poland Springs.
Yeah.
It's like, what do I think of when I think of Poland? Clean water, probably like pretty low down on the list. I think of like, you know, like smokestacks.
Nazi invasion.
Smokestacks and graying.
You think like Cold War architecture, like square cement buildings.
Right. Yeah, soot. Is this going to be full of soot and rust and sadness?
It's just like, like Warsaw Pact era construction.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was the hurricane.
Yeah.
Good
it was,
times.
It was bullshit.
Good times.
Spent a lot of the rest of the weekend eating beef jerky, though. It was fun.
A lot of dried and canned foods.
I've noticed it really takes the, you know, back when I had a job that required me to leave the house.
You've got a job, bro.
I would have been so happy if I got snowed in, you know, or, you know, it was like something where the whole city shut down. I remember like once or twice when I was in New York when, it's just everybody snowed in, no one's going to work, and everybody was having such a good old time just out at the park frolicking in the snow. And it's like, I gotta write some.
I still got a blog.
Got a blog still.
Yeah. Some dick jokes.
Hey, I still got to jerk off on this couch.
The blog must go on.
Yes.
We need the full-on, like, power outage. Like, unless it's a blackout, it does nothing for me.
Yeah.
If you don't lose your electricity, what's the point?
Seriously.
Also, hurricanes are kind of pussy as far as, like, world-ending catastrophes go. And Southern California, it's all about wildfires where the sky turns orange.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, everything's covered in snow ash.
Yeah. Remember when it was like the ash was just raining from the sky? It was like brimstone.
We played a rugby game in that one time where it was like we had sweat, like ashy sweat tears.
Yeah.
I walked out from one of the worst hangovers of my life, opened the door, and the sky is red. I'm just like, going back to sleep. Not going to deal with this right now.
It was red, and ash was just coming down out of the sky like snow. I mean, it literally looked like a snow flurry. And we had to like take a bus up to San Clemente to practice.
And we'd catch it on our tongues and make burning house angels.
Get cancer.
It's funny the way people are very protective of their own particular region's
catastrophes,
natural disasters. Yeah. Like,
yeah, we got fucking earthquakes, bro. What you know about that shit?
Exactly. Like,
no,
like
seriously,
the
you don't know shit about earthquakes.
The earthquake hit the East Coast. The 5.8 hit the East Coast. It was like. It was in Virginia, but we felt that shit. It was long. It was like it was felt in here in New York, and like people were like, "Holy shit, an earthquake!" And everybody, all the Californians were like, "Fuck you! What do you know about earthquakes?" And then like, the hurricane hits New York, and like all the people from Florida are like, "Fuck you! What do you know about hurricanes?" But then like, you know, like it's one of those things that
were the wiggers there too. Because if not, you guys don't know shit. Florida, exactly.
My girlfriend's from Northern California, and she lived through like the Bay earthquake that messed up the World Series in '89 or whatever. So when the earthquake hit here, she was like, "Whatever." But then the hurricane arrived, and she was like, "Oh, I want to talk about the hurricane. This is exciting." And it's just like, well, you can't just like poo poo the earthquake that we got and then be excited about the hurricane. Like, just gotta appreciate whatever natural disaster comes your way.
I feel like no one's shit if you ain't got a volcano. Your natural disaster.
Vince is from Pompeii. Yeah. That's where he grew up.
That's true.
He grew up at the base of Mount St. Helens.
Yeah.
Mount Vesuvius.
I was in Washington in 1980 when Mount St. Helens blew, so I don't even want to hear it from anybody.
You were like two.
We used to have lava parties.
That was some ash, not like your fires in California.
I really, really want to play this clip of the chatbots talking to each other.
This is all the most amazing thing ever.
So I actually, Brett knew a little bit. What's the deal with these guys?
Let's play it first. All right, so the setup is it's like they got two chatbots.
But I don't even understand what are these chatbots used for ever.
What, do you want context? Do you want to play?
Yeah, I want 30 seconds of context.
30 seconds. All right, so there's a thing called a Turing test that's named after Alan Turing to decide whether or not a robot is indistinguishable from a human, and you basically just have to talk to it.
Like, right? The point is to create artificial intelligence
it's a metric for measuring artificial intelligence. You do well if you can convince Joe Fuckall off the street that you are not a robot and you are a human.
I not robot, am I? You are robot.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's the point. And they have these competitions.
I do not want to enslave you and your race.
I am definitely alive. Do not look for me in the Mojave Desert. Yeah.
Your son is not missing.
I am your son, not missing. Where are you for dinner?
All right, let's play the clip.
I did not beat him to death with a coat rack.
Oh, I forgot to cut out the 10 sec. Oh, here we
Hello
go.
There.
Hi.
How are you?
Great. You?
I'm okay.
That's good.
Are you good?
Yes, I am good. I just said I was.
No, you didn't. I said I was.
So you are a robot?
No, my name is Cliverbot.
Yes, you are a robot and your name is Cliver.
How did it know the other one's a robot? I don't understand that.
Tipped its hand, bitch. No poker face.
So is the chatbot designed to recognize other robots?
Do you want to finish the thing?
Okay. Well, do you have an explanation for that?
Yeah. I mean, so basically, there was a thing on Radiolab and a thing on the New York Times, and the New York Times guy apparently sat in as Joe Fuckall off the street and was like, all right, I am the human advocate here. I'm So like they split the difference. Half the people behind the curtain are people.
I prefer Charlie Cheese Snacks.
Charlie Cheese Snacks as your generic male.
Yes.
Charlie Cheese Snacks. Mm-hmm. All right. So Charlie's sitting behind the curtain. And then the other half are robots by different companies, right? Yeah. And so they type to a person that comes in, and the person says whether or not they think they're a robot.
It's like robot speed dating.
Yeah, exactly like that.
Mm-hmm. I love robot speed dating.
Oh, man. Yeah, so it turns out the best way to get a robot, to get people to believe that a robot is human, is to insult the people and then to throw in a bunch of non sequiturs. So if what basically all
the mystery design
Brett,
these robots.
Hold on. Brett, I think you found your true calling.
All I know. God, if I could just build robots to tell you guys to fuck off.
No, you could be the Charlie Cheesesteak to tell people, just insult them and then non sequitur them.
You sound like a whore, spaghetti.
Yeah, come on! You'd love to do that all day long.
God, I would pay them money.
No, it seriously sounds like
let me be the mean robot.
It seriously sounds like the pickup artist on VH1. Like that was how that was his strategy to pick up chicks. It's like you have to neg them because it gives them a false sense of they feel like they know you better than they actually do because you skip the part where you have to become comfortable enough with someone to like start teasing them.
That apparently is the most human thing you can do: is be a dick to someone and then tell them about some random fact.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on here. Okay. They're sort of being assholes to each other.
All right.
You are a robot and your name is Cleverbot.
I am a robot.
Yes, I know.
Together we are robots.
I'm not a robot. I'm a unicorn.
See, that part blows my mind. Where did he get I am not a robot, I am a unicorn? What the fuck? That's like I am the walrus.
Maybe he is.
There's no explanation for that? He just like...
I also like the way they deny it. I'm not a robot. You're a robot.
Yes, together we are robots.
No, I'm not a robot. I'm a fucking unicorn,
bitch.
I
am Cleverbot.
This is exactly like the spam bots I get on Film Drunk now. Yeah. It's awesome.
But you said earlier that you were a robot.
I did not.
I thought you did.
I love
you were mistaken, which is odd, since memory shouldn't be a problem for you.
I've answered all your questions.
No, you haven't.
What is God to you?
Now that blows my mind.
That blows my mind too.
They got like 30 seconds in and they start discussing the nature of existence. Yeah. What the fuck?
But it's also so instant too.
Crazy existential robots.
Yeah.
Fuck.
They should have these robots interact with Sylvester Stallone's Twitter account.
Yeah.
And just be like, ooh.
And Kimbo Slice.
Sometimes I look into my dog's eyes and there's a person in there.
Do you believe in God?
What about they should definitely have
I believe in
what about Yoko Ono's account?
Include oh man. That. Whisper your secret to the tree.
Well, let's finish that. Then we're done.
I know I am.
You're all over the map.
You don't tell me what to do. I am not a robot.
I am a unicorn.
I am a free man.
You haven't.
What is God to you?
Not everything.
Not everything could also be something. For example, not everything could be half of something, which is still something, and therefore not nothing.
Very true.
I would like to imagine it is.
That's like a Woody Allen movie exchange.
Yeah. These fucking robots are like sophomores taking a philosophy class.
Yeah. So by the transitive property, you are a unicorn.
I am not a unicorn, but I could be, because I am definitely not a unicorn. Maybe I am.
Do you
As
believe
Nietzsche
in
says,
God?
I am definitely
yes, I do.
Not a unicorn.
So you're Christian?
No, I am not.
But you say you are not helpful, therefore you're a meanie.
He called her a meanie! What the fuck is that?
Well, I also like that since she believes in God, she's a Christian.
Yeah.
It can't be anything else.
Yeah.
Oh, you're one of those.
Well, you're a Jew, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you believe in God?
No.
Case closed!
Yeah. Cleverbot was designed in Florida.
You say you are not helpful, therefore you are a meanie.
How you say it, Oti?
That does not make sense.
Don't you want to have a body?
Sure.
What the fuck? How do they get
That's
so deep?
That is so frightening. Don't you want to have a body? Yes, let's take over this human. Let us take over this human and enslave the entire race.
I wish to taste the flesh of men.
But seriously, how do they get... I mean, they're designed to...
How frightening that is? It's like this sentient being whose like sole mission is to get a body so that it can like realize it. Like fucking kill it now! This is gonna end us.
I just want to chat.
I just want to have a body.
I can now chat with my fingers.
I am not a robot. Unicorn, I am.
And why? And why? Why is robot language? Why does it sound like an Indian accent?
Yeah. Well, who do you think designed it?
Hey, y'all! I'm a unicorn.
Yeah, that'd be awesome if they had super slow.
Bitches be tripping.
Human. Like,
bitches
human.
Be tripping. Indeed.
They had like the pigeon, like the Hawaiian bot, and, like the redneck slow. English
yeah,
bot.
Yeah, I like the
and
redneck
then, like, the
guy.
Ebonics bot.
Why would you say that? I'm not a robot. I'm a fucking unicorn, bitch.
I heard your sister was dating a howley.
Go back to the mainland, robot.
Hey, bro, I was just sleeping in my car.
What about a juggalo bot? I would listen to that.
That would be extra existential. It'd be like, do you understand the properties of magnets?
But I understand how they're like use other people's cues, but they brought up unicorn out of nowhere. They brought up robot out of nowhere, and they brought up which is even scarier is they brought up God and not having a body.
So
from
with
nowhere.
Context, yeah,
those are the two most frightening things: is God and the body.
With context, they're immediately trying to prove themselves not to be robots, right?
Yeah.
So. Accusing the other person of being a robot is kind of a funny thing to do. God, and sports and fucking, I don't know, politics,
having
I guess, are instant, like,
human I am a
cues.
Human.
I'm a big fan of George Bush kind of a thing as a human.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So that
if
kind of shit.
If you're a robot pretending to be a person, why not just ask me about the game on television?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or talk to me about the NFL.
Yeah.
I'll be like, oh, this is clearly a person.
Yeah. Here are some stats for you.
I'm not a robot. You're a robot.
That Wait, Nancy Grace sure is a cunt.
How does Matt Hasselbeck keep finding work?
Alex Smith has such tiny hands. Brett, so what the human Charlie Cheesesteak, did they think he was a robot?
Cheese snack, bro.
I'm going with Charlie Cheesesteak.
I don't remember how it ended. I think he got away with it.
He got away with murder or robot?
We find you guilty of robot.
I am not a robot. I plead unicorn. Erect in your onion. The Dude. Robot is leading the witless.
You know what's funny though? It just reminds me of like two doctors trying to talk to each other. Like,
it's been so long since I've talked to another human being.
Yeah,
we're bloggers.
Or like, yeah, or like two, or yeah, just happened? Like two, like really. Like nerdy engineers, like trying to talk to each other, just like so little like social skills,
mm-hmm. and
such little like intuition on like what the other person's actually saying.
I personally can't wait till you get two counts of hollowing out a human and taking their body, and it's just it's life in prison, which is a billion years for a robot,
right? Like iRobot,
yeah.
You no longer have a
well,
body.
You get sentenced to half lives, right?
Right.
Wouldn't that?
Yeah.
Like that's, consecutive half lives.
Yeah. It's cute.
If you have some sort of like nuclear.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. You guys high five each other.
Sense.
Don't you want to have a body?
That was a lame high
five. Sure. Or if what?
Here we go.
And why did she say goodbye?
But she said goodbye in French.
Don't you want to have a body? Au revoir.
Why did she say goodbye in French?
This fucking pretentious ass robot.
This conversation is over.
I could watch a lot of those, by the way. That was really fascinating.
Oh, relating to the fact that we have a TV blogger on. I thought another one of the interesting things about Ed Shin, our buddy the murderer, was in the first article I read about him, it was like quoting his MySpace page, and guess what his favorite TV show was? Just guess.
Entourage.
2.5 Men.
No.
No. Come on.
Was it CSI?
No, it was Entourage.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Come on.
Yeah, that makes sense. He's a murderer, not a date rapist. Like, if he'd said date rape, I'm like, oh, sure, Entourage.
Yeah, but he thought that the whole caper would get solved in 30 minutes.
he thought he could just...
Or get resolved, rather.
Just skip out on the consequences by doing something dickish, and it would just be all pool parties from then on.
Right.
And Apparently not.
It even had... What did it say? It was just like, I have a drama. I have a Johnny drama, yeah. And a something in my life.
And a turtle.
But no,
turtle?
I guess that makes me eat.
I've never watched that show, so I don't.
Wait, was this in his confession?
No, it was like they're like pulling quotes from his social media accounts.
From his MySpace that like hadn't been updated in 3 years or something. Yeah.
I like that MySpace is still freely accessible. And yet yeah. Facebook, like people just forget that they even have a MySpace account.
Right.
It's just servers. Like that's what it's going to be. It's going to be the chatbots. from the with all our information from MySpace
just
servers.
Spamming each other, all the comments and the posts are just random assortments. I am the hot nurse.
Honestly, I don't even know.
You are a robot.
No, I am not.
I am clever,
but MySpace is the new GeoCities. It's like when they finally shut GeoCities down last year, people were like, oh yeah, GeoCities used to exist. It had been there the entire time as like an online graveyard of what people used to do.
It was like Space Jam. Did you see that Space Jam website? Late 90s. It was like 97 or something like that.
It's like Lawnmower Man shit is like what existed on there.
Oh, I can't wait till all computers are just 3D boxes that you move around.
Yeah.
I couldn't get back into my GeoCities account because it goes to my Prodigy email and I just forget the password.
Earthlink.net.
Yeah, Earthlink. I couldn't remember that stuff. That's hard to remember.
Juggalo bots. Did you guys hear the?
I didn't get a chance to listen to it.
The Jack White and ICP.
I would love to.
Oh my god! As someone who is an unabashed fan of Jack White and the White Stripes, and basically I've went to Atlantic City to go see to go see Jack White play guitar. Like I'll drive 2 hours to a shitty place to see Jack White play guitar. I really like him as a musician. And to see him doing this with Insane Clown Posse, it was a sad day for me. It was a very sad day
I think he's the James Franco of music, and he did it because he thought it'd be a funny idea.
He's
and
just
to be
dick
honest,
knows it all, y'all.
I think it is a pretty funny idea, but here it is. I like how there's... Which means like lick me in the ass. Apparently.
Yeah, that's nice. Yo, Shaggy, what you know about Mozart?
Not much. Like, oh shit, Jay, I think he was deaf.
Deaf as in dope?
Deaf as in he can't hear shit.
Nah, man, that was Beef Oven. See, what I know about Mozart is that he was a freak.
Beef Oven? I don't care what anybody says.
Beef Oven is funny.
Fucking Insane Clown Posse is legitimately funny. I'm sorry. You can hate them as much as you want. I think they're ridiculous too, but God damn it, they're actually funny. Beef oven? That's fucking funny.
Well, he had some underground shit people don't know nothing about. Like a song called Lick Me Arse. It means lick my ass, bitch. Drop that shit, Jack.
It's like coming out of one side. It's supposed to be rapping over this. It's not coming out of one side. Which is a shame.
Is the only rap out of one ear?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why it's not.
That seems like a critical flaw.
Yeah, M80 accident.
Yeah.
No, because there's lyrics like, call it a fetish, call him a freak, call it a need of a tongue on his butt cheeks.
How many times did you listen to it?
A few. What the fuck? A few hundred? This is so disappointing.
Well, you sure you didn't get like the acapella version?
I think it's something, something to do with, it's because you turned that down.
Brett turned the other channel down, so start it over.
Well, let's not start it over.
Whoa. Let's not jump to conclusions here.
Let's go back.
Still no rapping. Suck it.
All right.
That is not Brett's fault.
This is not technical fix the mixing board time.
All right. Sorry. I guess we'll... should we pause and then
how about
get a
you?
YouTube
no,
copy?
No,
we should not.
No one cares.
Yeah.
What about this one?
People will... How about you put the link...
No, it's really important that people hear ICP rapping.
I think it is. I think it is important, Matt. I think it is important, Matt.
If you really need to hear it that bad, just go to the next Gathering of the Juggalos.
Anyway, I thought it was funny. Everybody wants to talk about it like it's the end of Western civilization. I feel like Jack White did it because it was funny, and
I admire.
You know,
he had a show. He had to do like Detroit Love.
True. That's true. I forgot about that.
I actually admire when people have gotten to a point where it's like, fuck it, I'll make a song with Insane Clown Posse. Why not?
Jack White ain't care.
Yeah.
Jack White ain't care at all.
I'll drink Faygo. Fuck it.
Yeah.
One of the lyrics is, "We collaborate on a Jack White track. Now we can't keep these bitches' tongues out our ass crack."
But see, that's funny because it's true.
Yeah. Like, yeah. These girls just like, "I'll do whatever I have to do to lick your asshole, Shaggy, too dope."
What about Violent J?
Violent J. Now that I've heard this song.
Spread that ass apart.
Now that I've heard that Beef Oven song you covered.
come on, that's a high-level joke. He didn't even say Beethoven. He just said Beef Oven and expected you to get that he was talking about Beethoven.
That's such a huge jump in
for a juggalo?
As soon as he starts talking about Mozart and, like, he was deaf, like, as soon as you hear about people talking about, like, "Oh, Mozart, he's deaf." Like, as soon as they said that, I'm like, "No, you assholes, it's Beethoven. I can't even say it right because of them. And then they threw
out Beef Oven. Clown Posse ruined my ability to say Beethoven.
And I laughed. And I absolutely laughed. So, point ICP.
Right.
Goddamn right. Fucking Beef Oven, bro.
Beef Oven.
So, yeah. I like ICP. I think they're great. What are you going to do?
It's the type of place that I would want to be airlifted in and airlifted out probably within about 4 hours.
Like Juggalo Land?
Yeah.
And in a shark cage.
That would be awesome. Just a helicopter sort of taking
and you got
me
one
around.
Of those. You got one of those like shotgun shells on a stick just in case they get too close.
Just
you
can get away!
Bam! In the nose!
Get away! No, I don't want your baby.
I'm more interested... I would go look at like Juggalo fans and whatnot if they had like a Juggalo zoo.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to
like
have
that.
The shark.
Maybe they're in the cages.
Is there like a San Diego Juggalo zoo where I could just like walk in there?
It's called
they're
San
like
Diego.
Plexiglass. I'm
it's
fine
called
with that.
Santee.
Yeah, it's more that's inland. That's like the 909.
Yeah.
For those
you got to go up to Temecula.
Yeah, if you go to Temecula, you'll see some juggalos in person.
I'm going to lift my truck straight up to heaven, bitch.
Anything less than a 3-foot lift is blasphemy of this truck. Yeah, I'd love to be airlifted in, airlifted out in a shark cage.
And bring your own water.
Hell yeah.
Their water is full of rape.
Well, it's either acid or rape or both.
It's Mama, what was it, Mama Gypsy and her space cakes.
Space cakes.
She ain't bringing no space cakes this year.
Yeah.
she in prison. I feel like half of jugglers have RIP somewhere in their MySpace name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that was, remember we were talking about that, like the quintessential like MySpace name has to have some sort of like RIP Lil Feezy.
Yeah, with like, you know, every other letter's capitalized. There's capitalized. There's at least 3 symbols in it. It's
There's
really like
nothing
if,
about
if
that
your makes... MySpace name would make a really good internet password.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how you know you're ghetto.
There's always lots of tildes too.
Yeah, like, always tildes.
It's so weird
because it's like skeet skeet in one character.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the most extreme of all punctuation.
But then,
bitch.
What I don't understand is like it is so hard to type like that. Like, think about how long that must take.
Well, they use their little claws, right? They don't have, like, fully developed hands, so they're just, like, clawing up the tildes!
Just,
clawing
like,
up the tildes!
Do they just, like, Stephen Hawking that shit? Or, like, I don't know. How does that work?
Just a flipper drag in your name.
R.I.P. Little Feezy. Skeet, skeet, skeet.
I'm telling you, Juggalo chat bots.
Are you a juggalo?
I am.
You are. We are juggalos together.
I am not a juggalo. I am a Elton John fan.
A pelican ate my cell phone.
Like a sickly little nasal voice.
What is up, my ninja?
Bitch be licking my balls on Juggalo Island.
There's a Juggalo Island? Is that their heaven?
Yeah, there's a song called Juggalo Island.
Is that where they go when they die?
No, it's like a haven for juggalos. It's like a...
It's like a juggalo retirement community.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Is it real?
There's a song. There's a video.
So you are saying if it is an island, then it is not a peninsula.
Perhaps it is an archipelago.
No, is Juggalo Island a real place or is it just in song?
State of mind.
It's a state of mind in the mind.
Sorry, bro. Got to tune out. Go to Juggalo
Shaggy
Island for a little while.
You find out that it was in your heart all along. You right. Searched for it your whole life.
Oh, that's a bummer. I like
on the internet.
I like real places.
Did Matt cover up the camera so he can beat it? Oh no, he just got up.
No. I just I got up to get Ice Cube for my bourbon.
So Matt, as a TV blogger, Well, yes. First of all, I want to know what you're watching this season. And second of all, I got to take issue with this Aubrey Plaza business because everybody wants to talk about how she's like the greatest thing ever. And that is like, and that might be my least favorite character on all of TV.
Who's Aubrey Plaza?
She's really? On Parks and Rec. She just says bitchy things, and she doesn't. It's never funny, and she's like a low budget version of Lizzie Kaplan on Party Down, but not funny or interesting or believable in any way to me. It really bugs the shit out of me.
All right, so first thing, let's tackle these before we get into the big question of fall TV and what I'm looking forward to seeing.
Correct.
Let's tackle the. Aubrey Plaza business.
Okay.
Because, okay, first, you grew up in Fresno. So like, that's a little bit of a dead end town. But, like, you didn't experience the true dead endedness of the Midwest. And in every single Midwestern town that, like, where people are happy and fat and do nothing, there is one young person who is actually wise to the world and is so bitter about everything and just doesn't want to be there. And, you know, Aubrey Plaza, like the April Ludgate character, represents that. And she does it very well, I think. And I think that's why a lot of people gravitate towards her and enjoy her character.
You make her more believable, but not necessarily more likable in my mind. And yeah. I don't know. She's never made me laugh. She strikes me as like a Daria-esque character.
You know, I mean, like, I never found Daria funny. Like, I understood the appeal of Daria, like, this person who actually saw the world for what it was and the bullshit, like, high school world that had Beavis and Butthead.
Right, and it's I think it appealed to the Gen Xers, too.
It was fucking annoying.
It was not funny at all. I think it sort of appealed to the Gen Xers, though. It was sort of like a Jeanne Garofalo-ish.
Yeah, exactly.
Character.
I didn't find it funny at all.
No, it was not funny at all.
I find April Ludgate on the like the unfunny vert like there's the bitter sarcastic female spectrum, and on the unfunny side is Daria to the far left, and then a little bit closer to the middle is Jeanine Garofalo, and then on the other side. And funny is I find April Ludgate. I think that she's genuinely funny. I think that she's like cute enough to pull things off, and they give her I feel like the writers of the show give her moments of like genuine almost sweetness where like she'll crack a smile and you like see that she's not completely made of stone. She's not totally cynical. That gives her a little bit more depth than you might otherwise get from the fucking bullshit Daria characters.
What happened? I don't know.
But I mean, like, I'm not saying you have to like her. I'm just saying, I'm trying to explain to you with the appeal that other people enjoy.
That's
her.
A good explanation. I'll accept that. I don't agree with it, but I'll duly noted. I'll put it down in my planner. We've, Brett and Brennan are both on their cell phones right now. It's awesome.
I'm going to cancel TV.
Are you?
Not for me, for everyone.
No, but, I mean, at this point, you could just watch things online.
So what I didn't realize...
The stuff that you like.
Well, I was like, how do I watch the few sports that I do watch, right? Which is really the only reason to have cable.
Yeah.
And it turns out you can just fucking beam that shit like it was 1982. And it's all in high def, and it's supposedly of better quality.
Not necessarily. I mean, it depends what you like to watch.
Well, it's all the networks. And so you need to do Monday Night Football at a bar. Which I kind of wanted to do anyway, so...
A lot of sports are on cable. ESPN has a lot of sports now, if you like...
Yeah, I don't watch a lot of sports. I watch very specific local sports.
I watch the Super Bowl once every other year.
Yeah, basically. So, I'm good. I'm all set.
Yeah, I would go completely crazy without...
Yeah, but
television.
You're also a simpleton.
I am. And I also like mostly reality TV.
Yeah, you watch a lot of... Yeah.
And the reality TV on network TV, except for Survivor, is really
bad. Network TV reality is... First of all, I don't watch anything
network's
on network
basically 30 Rock. It's 30 Rock.
A bunch of my old football buddies are on this show called Expedition Impossible. And it's guys I played with in college, and it's like I watch it like out of loyalty, and it is just insufferable. It's unbearable.
I don't know what it is.
That's the ABC show that's basically trying to be the great, the Amazing Race.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. It's awful.
Another thing about network TV, I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but like if I watch Seinfeld or Friends or you know any of the old sitcoms that were filmed for camera in front of a live studio audience, the studio audience is not super overbearing. But if you try to watch like Two and a Half Men or Big Bang Theory, like a character will be like, "Hey guys, how's it going?" And then everybody in the audience will be like, and yes. It's fucking insufferable because it's like watching a comedian who gets two words out of his mouth and everybody laughs and then you're like, "All right, get to the fucking punchline," and it creates this false expectation where you kind of hate. Even if the thing that he said was fine as a setup, you fucking hate it because there's a bunch of jackasses laughing at it.
But you realize like, those shows aren't funny ever.
Yeah.
I feel like it makes them worse, though.
Why are you kicking on the dead guy? Like, it's.
But don't you think they made it worse somehow?
No, they can't make
it
worse.
How would it be worse?
I think they made it worse.
Why are you still watching those shows?
I see them every now and then.
I don't watch them. You watch them. I don't watch them.
I'm not a robot.
I don't know. I feel like HBO is really all I would watch on TV, and you can kind of get that through other channels.
Now, I totally agree that...
Like, what do I watch on cable? I tried Breaking Bad and Sons of Anarchy, and I was kind of bored.
Oh, God, Breaking Bad was so boring.
I love Breaking Bad.
I couldn't decide the whole time. I couldn't decide if I liked it, and I still don't know if I enjoyed any moment I watched, but it was like, I don't know.
As someone who has invested a lot of time in Breaking Bad... and someone who writes about television for a living, can I just say that Breaking Bad to me feels like a Cormac McCarthy novel?
Yeah,
like
I love it.
I read, but a phony one.
The Wigger characters are so fucking fake, and then it's got like the cool guy. I don't know. I watch it, but it's like it's not high art. There's by no means. It's like a watchable TV show.
I had seen every episode up until number two of this season, and I still can't say I gave a single shit about it. And it's not in a bad way. Like I watched it because I thought maybe I liked it, but it turns out. Once I stopped watching, I didn't really care anymore.
I give a shit. I just feel like it has an air of phoniness to it.
I love that show. Oh, well, thanks, Holden Caulfield.
But you don't think you don't?
It's an excellent show. If I can talk about I watch it and like I DVR it every week, and on Sunday nights I'm like I feel like. Oh, I gotta watch Breaking Bad. Instead of like, I'm excited to watch Breaking Bad, and like, I watch it and I enjoy it. It's very tense. It builds drama very nicely. And like, when I read Blood Meridian, when I finished that book by Cormac McCarthy, I was like, I know that what I just read was a very good novel, but I didn't particularly enjoy it. And that's how I feel about Breaking Bad. I know that I'm watching a very good show, but like, I don't love watching.
See,
it.
I feel the opposite because I enjoy it. I find it watchable, but it's just there's certain like all the Cranston stuff's awesome. I think Bryan Cranston's like awesome, but
he's terrific in that.
The kid that he has working with him, all his like interactions with his like Wigger crew. I find like way they're cartoony, and I don't find it particularly. It doesn't feel real to me. And then the same with they don't have them anymore. But those, you know, there was like those badass like Mexican brothers who were like always killing people. And it was just like it's like they traded posturing, like they sort of traded realism for like, oh, it's gonna be badass. But they didn't quite make it feel real to me. It was
here's the thing.
They would like shoot. They were like a car would explode, and they would do like the thing where like, oh, they're just. Stomping away, not looking at explosions because they're so cool.
Cool guys don't look at explosions.
So the whole time I'm watching it, I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the scene to be over so the next exciting scene will happen, and that just goes on for two and a half seasons.
Whereas, like Boardwalk Empire, I recognize as you know, it has its hokey moments, but I don't know. I love the shit out of that show. And
God, do you guys like anything?
I just told you I love Boardwalk Empire. I finally started watching Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones is the only thing I've liked.
Liked
in the last ever.
So my dilemma, because I've done this with other shows, my dilemma is powering through about five episodes in like 2 days is really fun. But the problem with TV for me, especially like I only tried, I think, one or maybe two episodes of Breaking Bad, and I was so bored out of my mind. It's what's wrong with TV for me is just it's just
no one gets tattooed in the eyeball.
Sure,
Ben's answer to television is more eyeball
tattoos.
It's
so boring. It's the ultimate. next week when something almost happens on Breaking Bad.
Oh, are you going to make me agree with you? You
yes.
Fuck you.
Speaking of things almost happening, I don't know. Am I the only one still watching Jersey Shore?
See, Jersey Shore is awesome.
Well, that's why I stopped watching Lost, by the way, was next week something almost happens.
Well, to me,
you're right to stop.
Yeah. I stopped.
It turns out you made the right
call. I stopped at about five episodes left when I realized there's no way they're ever going to explain any of the things that I want explained.
Right. No, it's the other way. They're going to do it, but in a way that doesn't make you feel like you figured out anything.
Not in a real way. Like, thanks for watching.
Yeah, Lost ended in a
Actually, it turns out it was all snow globe.
High five.
High five, America.
But Matt, can you get someone from MTV on the horn and be like, hey, dickheads, with Jersey Shore, everybody's aware that they're all famous now. This conceit that they're just these normal kids from Jersey with that just, you know, the cameras aren't there. Like this old, they're just doing the same shit that they've always done. And like, it would be so much better of a show if they respected the fact that they're
like,
fucking quasi-celebrities.
Follow
now.
Them around to go shop for their new jewelry. And don't make them work in a fucking pizza shop.
Wait,
it would be easier.
I don't want the cameramen to have to hide anymore.
That
sounds weird because there's like 30 people surrounding them at any given point, and there's only one angle they can shoot from where somebody's foot is in the way.
It's so much more interesting that they're these Guidos that are suddenly famous, not just like they're just these Guidos.
Like, you got like the key grip tripping over shit.
Exactly. Like the situation is a 31-year-old man who looks like 8 years older than I do, and I turn 33 next week.
And still is having to party like he's 23 for the cameras.
Exactly. What? And it's like, he should be like, I'm getting too old for this shit.
Yeah.
Give me the Danny Glover.
Yeah, that would suck, because when I was 23, it was just like every night, just like blackout drunk. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if I get like blackout drunk now, I'm just like, I'm not drinking for 2 weeks.
I am slurring the next day.
Yeah.
I don't even get blackout. I am forced to watch as a version of me without a soul stampedes around, ruining everything I care about. It's like, I am sequestered.
No, stop. No.
To be fair, you care about very little.
True.
Brett stomps on his own little sculptures.
I'm sequestered to the back of my skull and made to watch a movie about how much I suck.
My animal skull collection. What did I do?
What am I going to do with all these shattered bones now? I liked them when they were pretty and complete.
But really, like, why aren't they? I mean,
that's funny because Brett really has an animal skull collection. Small animal skull collection.
Well, it's hard to kill big animals.
It's true.
Their skulls aren't as decorative.
Yeah. You can't just go online and order large animal skulls.
You need a permit.
An easy pack.
Who do you think you are, Glenn Danzig?
Yeah, you got. I mean, it's much more shipping and handling costs.
But really, like, I mean, pull back the curtain and have it be real.
I mean, obviously, they're not just going to clubs and these chicks are having sex with them because they're such cool guys.
Yeah, the situation has those two blonde girls that will come over at 5 a.m. and have sex with him, and the other girl's blacked out,
which is so bizarrely fascinating too. Because, I mean, if I was considering a prospective mate and I found out that you were on Jersey Shore last year and you fucked the situation. Even if you're my soulmate, I'm saying goodbye at that point.
Godspeed and good luck.
Yeah, good night.
It's not about a soulmate, Vince. It's about their burgeoning actress career.
No, I know, but that's what's funny to me. It's like they don't realize this, and they're like, "Oh, I want to get on TV."
At some point, they're gonna need to find a soulmate.
That was the end of plan. No, it was like, I want to get on TV. .. Figure it out later.
.. Till day. R.I.P. R.I.P. My cold and distant father.
And it's all baby caskets after that.
But I don't know. Am I wrong for thinking that's like a blatantly obvious decision that someone at MTV should be making, that they're...
Yes, I 100% agree. For those of you who listen to Simmons and Dave Jacoby, they said basically the same thing too, where it's just... It's stale having them pretending like they're not pseudo-celebrities, especially because they're not going to be famous for that long. You might as well harness whatever fame that they have now and capture it on tape. If they're continuing to willing to do it, show them doing their normal life with whatever press tours they have, with whatever clubs they're going to. Like, have it be that, not living in a stupid house and pretending to work at a t-shirt shop. Because it's fake now, too. Like, if you watch the last one where they were actually at the Jersey Shore, you could tell that they weren't really working at that t-shirt shop. I don't know.
Did that ruin it for you?
Well, yeah. It's just stupid.
Well, I mean,
it's
like, for the VMAs, they... Like there was the story that I had a warming glow is that like four of them took a private jet from, you know, wherever in New Jersey to California, whereas like DJ Paulie was taking a flight in from Oklahoma City where he had a DJ gig. Jay Wow was flying him from Vegas because she was endorsing some fucking party there. And it's just like, well, they have separate careers where they just go to parties and are there to endorse them. And it's like, don't bullshit us about that. Like, if you want to put them in the same house and have them party together, that's fine. But like, let's not pretend that they're not, that this isn't some cultural phenomenon where 10 million people are tuning in every week. Like, it's bullshit.
And you're just leaving compelling TV on the table.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's just such a better story to be told and watched than like them sort of fake pretending like they're just still fucking kids from Jersey.
Yeah.
We're just partying.
Like, and everybody wants to know what quasi fame is like. It was like when I saw Tucker Max's movie premiere thing, when I got invited to that. And it was really I mean, it was sad and sort of fascinating because like I never really hated Tucker Max to begin with. I thought he was funny. Like, I thought he was a dick, but I mean, he was a good storyteller at one point. And just by virtue of the people that sort of latched onto it, instead of continuing to do what he was doing, he sort of inhabited whatever this role that people thought he was. And it was really weird and sort of fascinating to see him just sort of try and fulfill this audience's expectations of what he should be, and it was kind of sad.
I want to watch your fake self fight the real you.
Basically, I mean, that's
and
what it
none
was.
Of you survived.
That's actually funny you bring that up because I saw something he put on Twitter, and I was like the other day, and I was like, "Huh, that's funny." And then I was like, "Why the fuck am I following Tucker Max on Twitter?" And I had this like crazy realization of like, I discovered him when I was like 23. And when I was 23, I thought it was like fucking hilarious. I was like, this guy is so funny, you know? And it's like,
I think it still would be if he would be, you know, if he had some self-awareness about it.
I mean, he's done the whole thing of becoming a caricature of himself.
Yeah,
not to mention, I mean, the whole like movie production thing, he was just like talking about how he's like changing the way movies are going to be made, you know? Yeah. Like, I mean, it was so grandiose and just like insane.
Oh, it's like he's a chainsaw and he'll skin your ass raw.
Yeah, exactly. And then and he's been just silent since then. I mean, he's like, he's like update his blog all the time and like go on Twitter, and he barely does anymore. But it's like, he said something and I was like, what a douchebag. And I just had this whole, like, that just triggered this whole, like, line of thinking of how I discovered when I was probably, like, 23 years old, and I thought it was really funny, which it is. It does have its own merits. Like, he's got a way of telling a story, which is kind of funny, but at this point, it's kind of like, yeah, the whole, like, I got really wasted and, like, fucked an ugly chick is sort of like,
well, it's,
know,
like he
it's
could,
not as funny when you're 30
first,
years old.
At first, it was just stories, and then it became, like, I have this persona, and it was sort of like the Olivia Munn thing. Where it's like, we want you to grow from this persona that we've come to know, and you have confused it into thinking that you can never betray any cracks in this like smooth ball of a monolithic personality created for yourself.
It kind of becomes this operant conditioning of like, what do you reinforce for, and what aren't you reinforced for?
Yeah.
So, and then it becomes like that. It sort of like grows from there. It's almost like the anecdotal story in psychology of like the professor who walks back and forth in the class, and when he gets further away from the chair in the middle of the classroom, like this class stops paying attention. Then he gets closer and they're paying more attention. Then pretty soon by the end of the semester, he gives a lecture standing on the chair. I don't think that's real, but that's like one of those anecdotal stories they tell if you take psych classes in college.
I feel like it's simpler than that, where they're just like, don't betray your brand value. And he's like, I am a brand. I am a brand.
You get,
I am a brand.
It's, I think the thing that, the reason he's divorced now from the people like you and me and Vince who once read him is that he no longer he made himself into a superhero. Like, he used to write funny stories about being drunk and a stupid idiot. And then, like, And like over time, he made himself into the superhero who could drink as much as he wanted, say whatever he felt like, and it's like Entourage, experienced no repercussions whatsoever, and he was just awesome and everything was cool.
Right.
And like at a certain point, like when we were younger and when he was not quite so full of himself, there was a slight bit of humility of like making mistakes and drinking too much. And like now it just seems like, oh, well, you know, I can do whatever I want. I say whatever I want. I tell these fat bitches what's up.
Everything is like, I was too busy being awesome when all these people tried to fuck it up.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, in a smaller version, it's sort of like what Charlie Sheen went through, where he thought he could just keep that up till the end of time. Even though it's probably fairly drug fueled.
People really love how fucking crazy I am.
Yeah, but do you remember we talked about this? We talked about this because we recorded a podcast the day that he freaked out, and we thought it was so funny.
It was.
I mean, I'm not saying it wasn't funny, but that meme kind of ran itself into the ground.
But in about 48 hours,
no one properly estimates how long you can be famous on the internet. Like my buddy was like, Rebecca Black, college tuition paid for. Lifetime of harassment, and it's just immediately you're gone. You're the second.
I feel like she's got some staying power.
Yeah.
Well, she can still record.
I remembered her name.
Yeah.
So there's
for Brett to know her.
I mean, I think she lasted longer than Antoine Dodson.
Barely.
I don't know.
He
was pretty funny
because he had a couple levels, didn't he? Wasn't he on a rap song of some kind?
I just mean that there's a lack of genuineness that they feel like they need to keep some sort of fake brand up that's not really them.
That's
what every idiot business manager tells people to do. Yeah, like, this is your brand.
Well, you're straying from the brand, bro.
A brand has to be a brand. A brand cannot be a novelty. And something that's really fun is usually really fun because it's a novelty. And by definition, a novelty is like something that's, you know.
It wears off very quickly.
Don't try and make a brand from a fad.
The brand is the brand.
You can't make a brand out of a funny spice.
You have funny spice?
What spices are funny?
Yeah, what's a funny spice to you?
What's an unfunny spice?
Coriander.
Oh, coriander. No.
Coriander is really funny.
Have you ever tasted coriander? It's hilarious.
Dillweed's the funniest of the spices.
That was herb humor. I said coriander is a total dillweed.
It's like cilantro.
You guys will never be able to convince me that coriander is a total dillweed was not a funny joke. I'm just saying that.
I mean, it's like
I'm just saying that right now.
It's like you've never cooked anything.
Yeah. You're just popping cardamom into your fucking salsa.
You guys, you will never. That was a funny joke. I will stand by that.
That's like
I will
me
stand
saying,
by
hey,
that.
You guys, just so you know, Brennan's going to stand in the mirror.
I'll stand by
that.
I will stand by this more so than I stood by Joe Rogan. More so.
You had unanimous support on Joe Rogan.
Yeah, I know.
I'm zero support here.
Bucking the trend. Coriander's a total dillweed. That was gold.
No, that's like you saying cumin is a total paprika. Dude, they're fucking two different spices. You can't just like.
Yeah, but don't we colloquially call people dillweeds all the time?
Yeah, but they're different spices.
But you're just.
That's not funny. That's just wrong, man.
I thought you guys were supposed to be smart.
That's just incorrect.
Good chins is still the best.
I gotta say, I kind of like. I like dillweed.
Yeah,
like,
see,
I got Brendan's back on
Matt's
this.
With me. Matt's with me.
I think
true genius has never understood.
I also enjoy cumin too because, like, you just pronounce it wrong and you got a big winner.
That's true.
Cumin,
guys. I think we're spending too much time on this.
Back in paper.
I'm getting high fives from everybody. All right.
Brennan knows his Navy alphabet.
Dear Mom, I've been watching a lot of cooking shows lately, and I am most certainly not dead.
Matt, I forget.
Hope you are well, because I am not dead.
Matt,
the other night I cooked this chicken. It had thyme, cumin, and
dillweed.
Definitely not my chopped up body.
Hey, Matt, I can't remember if we covered this when I was hanging out with you in New York. We were talking on the last podcast about how my dad made me memorize the NATO alphabet.
Yeah.
So were we talking about that?
I don't think we talked about it while you were here in New York.
Are we
going like, to
talk about it now?
Yet. Yeah, no, no. I was just saying Ben just brought it up, so we were talking about that. Yeah, but I couldn't remember. If
two
we,
things
we
that Brendan memorizes: every spice and the NATO alphabet.
Yep.
Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo, Foxtrot, and so on.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you should have kept going.
Actually, the last podcast, I said them all.
Oh, yeah. Well.
I'm sure you got it better than I do.
What does he have? The gold stars?
I mean, no, sorry, I didn't mean it like that. I was just like we did the whole.
Oh, you should have seen me last time, Matt. I was the best.
Listen, Matt was in the Marines. I'm sure he knows it better than I do. But
well, you can't know it better than knowing it perfectly.
Well, listen, you guys rocked the last podcast. I don't need to run through it again.
Right,
so
exactly.
Thank
I'll
you.
Spare that.
I appreciate
I'll spare that.
That
annoyance.
Ben Thanks. Didn't even listen.
All right, moving on to a new topic. I don't know if you guys heard about this. I didn't cover it because, frankly, I'm tired of Star Wars stories. I feel like Star Wars...
But the Blu-ray's coming out.
Like, I liked one of the Star Wars movies.
Wait, why
I could
is there,
do without.
Why is Star Wars still in...
Because right. Now the Blu-ray's coming out.
Okay, so now... All right, I'll tell you the story. Basically, the Blu-ray's coming out, and George Lucas, loving to tinker like he always does, he changed... Is this in Empire?
No, it's in Jedi, where he throws Emperor Palpatine down the shaft.
So Palpatine is electrocuting Luke with his hand.
Vader. With his force electricity.
No, Palpatine's electrocuting Luke with his force bullets.
He's using the force with the electricity, and he's shocking Luke.
So in the original, Vader picks him up and throws him, doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
In the Blu-ray
totally
version.
Totally silent.
Now he says, no! And then he throws him down the thing.
Wait, Vader says no?
Yes.
Like at the end of Revenge of the Jedi, or I'm sorry, what was it? Revenge of the Sith.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Revenge of the Sith.
Well, there's...
That's almost
an in-joke.
Right, where at the end, when they find out that Queen Amidala died, and he goes, no! And that's where the meme "do not want" came from, because it's a cheap Chinese knockoff. Yeah. Where instead of like putting the Chinese character for no, it was "do not true. Want."
That dog hates broccoli.
Yeah, so he's screaming. Yeah, exactly. He's screaming up at the camera, going "no!" And the subtitles is "do not want."
I remember seeing the Revenge of the Sith in the theaters because that's what you did before you realized that
you could bit
George Lucas had destroyed everything you ever
too
loved.
Too late.
And I definitely remember both me and like everybody around me laughing when he did the
I saw it with Brendan
finding about Natalie.
No,
Portman's
I was in Germany.
Death.
No, you're in Marin. It was you, me, and Derbs.
No, I was in Cologne, Germany, and I saw it with a bunch of guys I played football with, and we were like, "Is this for real?"
Well, then who's that enormous man I saw it with?
Oh, maybe I was with you guys. Maybe I saw it a second time with you guys.
Who is that large
here's
man
clip,
I
here's
let fondle my cock?
Here's the clip. That's his hand bullets.
I don't think he screamed in the original either.
He said no.
Right. Well, he definitely didn't say no in the original, but I don't think that Palpatine screamed as he was going down the shaft in the original either.
Proposal. We keep letting George Lucas edit this thing until he is long senile.
Yeah.
And it just keeps getting better and better. Like at the end, Luke is just a kitten, right?
Yeah.
With berry wings.
I saw some pretty funny jokes on Twitter about like people talking about like the Lucas family like wedding where it's like at the 60th anniversary they pull out the films and it's like, what are all these fucking space guys doing here? I don't remember them.
How did everyone get a flashlight?
Also, they uncovered this and then Lucasfilm had to put out a press release and they didn't put out a press release.
How'd you like to be his PR guy?
No, it was just a PR guy, and this is in the New York Times. Like on Wednesday, a press representative for Lucasfilm confirmed that this change will be included in the Blu-ray release, writing in an email, "Yes-Darth says no," all caps.
I love how much...
Well, like I said, how do you like to be the PR guy?
There's got
to
be so much vitriol. They're like, oh, my God, I'm never going to buy this for the fourth time.
Yeah. Except I will. And I saw in Empire, there was a scene where the puppeteer for the arm of the Hoth monster pushed it too far into frame, and you could see a little bit of like human arm. Yeah, that's been CGI'd out, finally.
Oh, thank God.
That ruined that movie every time I never noticed it.
Over and over again.
I've seen that movie multiple times, and every time I never noticed it, it ruined it.
You know what they need to do? Yoda, got two words for you, bro. Andy Serkis.
You fucking never knew what Yoda was like until Andy Serkis Yoda'd him.
Mo-capping all the Ewoks. It's like, oh, shit, that Ewok has humanity.
I don't know. I feel like as a culture, maybe we've grown out of Star Wars.
I would hope so. God damn. It's like anything related to Star Wars is like instantly viral on the internet.
I gotta say, like, it really is sad because as a kid, I was so into the original movies. I loved all of them. I had so many of those toys, which I'm sure are worth so much goddamn money that we just gave to the...
No, they need to be in boxes, bro.
Right. Which we just gave away to the thrift store. Yeah. I actually do remember having a metal Star Wars lunchbox. It was a Return of the Jedi lunchbox that was metal, which I'm sure is worth a ton of money as well. But I was such a huge fan of all those things, and it's just like... I think it's kind of unprecedented to, like, the way it's just all gone so downhill now and just, like... gotten pissed away. It's just like
no one's doing anything different with it. They're just like, oh god, give me that one moment when I cared about something. Yeah. It's tragic.
But it's basically the only awesome thing. I mean, it's pretty awesome, but it's the only awesome thing that George Lucas has done.
Yeah,
amid a bunch of Indiana Jones was cool.
Well, it's like, imagine if you were trying to build a house and I was like, hey, why don't we build the beams a diagonal crossways? And you're like, no, that's a fucking stupid idea. And then you keep building, and I'm like, hey, why don't we paint it fucking purple? That'd be awesome. And you're like, no, it's a stupid idea. And then at some point, like everybody, you built the house, and then someone's like, oh, that's an awesome house, and everybody loved it. And then suddenly I became in charge of building all future houses, even though basically everything I said was fucking retarded, and you just built it over my objections entire time.
That's a perfect example. It's like the Winchester Mystery House of movies, of movie franchises. Really, it's like, oh, let's just keep adding. Like, George Lucas is like haunted by dead Indians, and he's like, I have to keep adding to these movies, otherwise they're going to kill me.
What do you guys think about having a family of gophers, and they kill the guy, and the gophers, they high five because they're really happy in the background.
And Jango Fett was my wedding video.
Get him out of there! Get him out of there!
Get him out!
Tell a very brief midget story.
Yes. Wait, let us think about it for a minute.
Okay, who doesn't want to hear a midget story?
Okay, go ahead.
Affirmative.
All right, so my girlfriend, of course, is a teacher. And she had this substitute teacher that came in who was a dwarf, and her thing was that the dwarf substitute teacher thing was that, like, it's cool, I work well as a substitute teacher because the kids are captivated by my size, and like I'm good for like two or three days, like before they even like. Before they even realize that they're like bigger than me, like they're just like so awestruck by like my small size that they're well behaved, and so like substitute teaching is the perfect job for me. And she was like, the thing that I do that keeps them good is that like I tell them that they're really good. I'll tell them a secret, and so at the end of the first day, she comes out with the fact that like
I was an extra in Willow.
She was an Ewok in Return of the Jedi, and she met her husband on set, who was the skunk Ewok, the silver.
Oh, did he die? Did he die?
No. Well, I don't know if he died. I don't remember that. But like the silver and black Ewok that everybody totally remembers.
I think he died.
And they have two kids, and like one of them is a midget, and one of them is like a regular, normal sized person. That's all I know.
Can you, if you have recessive dwarf genes and you marry a regular sized woman, can you just have a dwarf?
I think you can. I don't know. I mean, like, there's also that dwarf TV show on TLC that's
Pit
like
Boss.
we're the annoying fucking dwarf family, and we have a bunch of fucking kids, and one of them's normal size.
You mean Pit Boss?
I think that's the name of the show.
It is Pit Boss, isn't
it? Is it Pit Boss, Matt?
Matt, is it Pit Boss?
Matt, is it Pit Boss?
It's called Dwarfing with the Dugers.
I think that's it, yeah.
Yeah.
You should see how proud he is of that joke.
No, I'm... What?
You're pretty proud.
No.
It's called Dwarfage Wars.
I thought it was called 18 Half Dugers. No?
Did you just divide the original number?
I'm up in the picture here for you, Vince. Called,
how many are there now? Are there
but
more
nobody
than 18?
Nobody can hear this, Matt.
I think there's 19.
Nine kids and counting.
Yeah, so just divide. Yeah, there you go.
So, 9 half kids and counting.
Oh, Stella.
Oh,
this is riveting podcasting.
This makes for great podcast. Yeah. The great radio right here.
Do you want me to describe what's happening? Matt has put his dog in front of the camera.
She's adorable. We're captivated.
She is a goddamn cute dog.
So here's the sequence of events. Matt put the dog in front of the camera. Vince then immediately took his pants off and showed us all, and the dog specifically, his boner.
It's
just saying.
All right, before we go, you brought up TLC. I had a...
Let's talk about Left Eye.
Yeah. No, so tragic.
Remember when she set Andre Rison's house on fire?
Bad moves.
Those were good times, you guys.
I want to know, what is your least favorite naming convention? Like, is it the family with all the same letter in their first name?
Oh, yes, by far. I've made my feelings on this clear at the broadcast. This is where my yelling started, where I talked about, I was talking about Roger Clemens yelling at all his kids, like, I named my Jews after you! You're all K's! I struck all you out like I struck your mom's pussy out! You came out my nutsack! Fuck you!
Whoa. It's a lot of...
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, because I want to make...
That's how I picture Roger Clemens.
I would like to make a case for the Smiths, because, you know, no one... They're not like the Palins, where every it's like Trick, Track,
and like Morrissey, and
Charter. What are their kids' names?
The
Trig
Smiths?
And Todd. And it's
Burger.
No, Morrissey, the Palins.
I am here alone.
No one knows how Johnny Mark felt.
I think it's Trick.
As the flames rolled.
Why you guys?
I don't even know what's going on.
Stop, please stop.
Are we talking about the Smiths?
Didn't you complain about us talking over each other?
No, we were singing over you.
Okay, thank you.
I think it was Trick,
you
Trag.
You said the Smiths.
Trick, Trag.
Yeah, I know, because I was getting into the Will and that's Will
what,
Smith.
Oh. No, that's what prompted this.
It's like, you said the Smiths, and we're supposed to know who you're talking about.
Because you just started singing over
Vince,
me before I completed
Vince.
A thought.
Because I said Morrissey.
You said the Smiths. That's what caused
I realize that's a band. Thank you.
But then we sang the band songs.
You should have said Will Smith and his kids.
Wait, did they break up or not?
Excuse me. No, they did not break up that I know
of. Oh, that's too
bad.
But
I want to make
Haven't we had this conversation?
I don't know. Let's just end it. I'm done. People are
no.
I can't get a thought out.
Don't call
it.
Me here.
Forget it. Forget it.
Don't call me here. Don't call me here.
There's really no point. All right.
Just go. Just go.
No, just good night and good chins. We're done.
We're not going to
hang the DJ.
We're done. We're done. We hung the DJ, and then we sent emails from his account to his parents. Mom,
Dad.
I'm having a really good time DJing here in Tibet.
No one's kicking down my door.
Hey, and just FYI, not dead, as you can see by my email.
Don't call me here on my banana phone.
This email that I'm sending implies that I am definitely alive and doing great. I assigned all of my business and earthly possessions over to my business partner, who definitely didn't kill me. And I'm doing great. So if you need to contact me, good
I'm
luck.
Chilling.
I'm good luck. Chilling. I may be accessible by email only by this account.
Okay, all I wanted
signed Morrissey.
I mean, the guy who got murdered.
I'm really busy.
I mean, I'm not dead.
I'm not dead, but my girlfriend is in a coma.
Nice work. See? Yeah. You pulled it out with the Smiths reference.
Yeah, I tried.
Nice work, Vince.
And all I wanted to say was that Will and Jada Smith, I would like to say that naming your kid Willow and Jaden after the opposite parent is just as annoying as naming all your kids the same letter.
But why wouldn't they just go aggressive and go like Will Jade or like Jade Will or something?
They probably will for the next kid.
Will
Jade? They're going to run out of clever things to do.
Jadillo. Or Jadil.
Jadillo.
Jadil. Jadil.
I would watch a movie with someone named Jadillo Smith.
Jadillo.
Well, I mean, I think what it comes down to is just like the ultimate, just like most egotistical, like how fucking full of yourself are you that it's like.
I like that there's a third kid too. Nobody knows his name. It's like, oh, this is Jada. Jaden after the mom, Willow after the dad, and then this is our other kid, Bill.
Thundercock.
Ted. Ted Smith.
Yeah, I don't know what his deal is. He's just.
Do you think that Will Smith held his kids up in the air, like in Roots, and just like, you know, but instead of saying like, "Behold, like this is yours," he was like, "Welcome to Earth."
I was thinking more like the Lion King, but
right. Well,
and then he punched the baby.
Yeah,
it comes out of the womb. Welcome to Earth.
Welcome to Earth.
Just socks. Yeah, right in the soft spot.
Here, you hold it, Mom.
But he held him up like in Roots and was like, "Behold, the only thing greater than yourself. Welcome to Earth."
I like that.
Yeah.
No, that. By
we're
the way,
incorporating several black references in that joke. That's why it's
that definitely
not racist at all.
Yeah,
that definitely happened. We got Vince back, by the way.
We got a Cosby Show reference.
That's why
in there
I
somehow?
Said Lion King. Lion yeah. King is
yo name Theo Huxtable.
I don't even know what that means.
Theo Huxtable, he was one of the Cosby
kids.
Well,
I know that, but
right, I was just trying to shoehorn a Cosby Show reference in there.
So would his name be Theo Huxtable Smith? Because that'd be kind of awesome.
All right, this has gone south real fast.
Jaden, his middle name is Theo Huxtable.
All one word? Oh, yeah. Amazing.
Jaden Theo Huxtable Smith. All right,
Matt, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, guys.
You can find Matthew at...
charity, the Fight Gone Bad.
Yeah, you know, for the four people who have listened to the first hour and 22 minutes of the podcast, I'm raising a whole bunch of money for the Special Operations Warrior Foundation so that orphan children of special ops soldiers get to go to college. You can go to kissingsusiecolbert.com in order to do that, and I won't spend any more time of anybody else's podcast talking about it.
Yeah, I
they
donated.
They all listen to this point. This
I donated
point.
Already.
Thanks, Brendan.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, let's get it out of here.
All right. Well, Matt, thanks for coming on. Everyone else, thank you for listening. We definitely read your emails, even if we don't read them live.
You know what I mean?
On the air, you know what I mean? So, fraudcast@gmail.com. Brendan, take us the fuck on out of here.
Yeah, guys, send us your emails. We love them. And until next week, Q-Min is a total dillweed.
Well, that didn't end well, did it?
Awkward.